Chapter 7. I finish my education. I was walking back to Mr. Wickfield's house one day when I met Uriah.
"This is a nice surprise, Mr. Copperfield," he said. "I'm going home now. Why don't you come with me and meet my mother?"
I did not want to go, but I walked with him.
"How are your law studies?" I asked.
"I'm learning a lot," he said, "but it's very difficult. Some of the words in the books are in Latin, and I don't know Latin."
"I know Latin," I said. "I'll teach you."
"Oh, no, Mr. Copperfield," Uriah rubbed his hands together. "I'm very humble. Humble people can't learn Latin. That's only for gentlemen."
Mrs. Heap looked like her son. She was thin, and her clothes were black too. I sat in their house, and they asked me a lot of questions. They asked me about my family and about London. I did not tell them about my job in London. They talked about Mr. Wickfield and Agnes.
"Mr. Wickfield drinks a lot of wine," Mrs. Heap said. "That's very bad for him, isn't it?"
"I don't know," I said. I did not like Mrs. Heap very much. A man was passing the open door of the Heap's house, and he stopped outside.
"Copperfield, my boy! I thought it was you."
It was Mr. Micawber, and he came in. I introduced him to Uriah and Mrs. Heap, and he shook their hands. I felt very uncomfortable. I did not want Mr. Micawber to talk about London, where I was poor and unimportant. The Heaps thought that I was a gentleman. But he did not talk about London. He talked about Mrs. Micawber and his family. Then, when he was leaving, he invited me to dinner at his hotel the next day. Before our meeting, I saw Mr. Micawber in the street with Uriah. They were having a conversation together, and they looked very friendly. At dinner that night, I asked Mr. Micawber about Uriah.
"He's a clever man," Mr. Micawber said. "I like him. I need someone like him to manage my money."
Mrs. Micawber was eating with us, and she told me about Plymouth.
"My family did not like Mr. Micawber," she said. "He owed too much money, so we came to Canterbury. Mr. Micawber will find work here. We are waiting for some money that other people owe us, but it will come soon."
After dinner, we drank a lot of wine. Mr. Micawber became very happy, and we sang songs together. But the next day, I received a letter. It said,
"My dear young friend, the money has not come. I owe a lot of money in Canterbury, so I am leaving today. I try hard, but I always seem to fail. We shall not meet again. Wilkins Micawber."